This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to The Morning Run. Shawning, how's markets?
Not going anywhere. Just like the target subsidies. Currently down 0.1%. The FBM KLCI is 1,436 points. Singapore is also in the red at the moment, down 0.16%. But the rest of the region in the green.
Okay, so some mixed pictures there. But now let's turn our attention to the aviation sector, because the International Air Transport Association, IATA, has reported that air travel has resumed its strong recovery trend in April despite a war in Ukraine and very strict restrictions in China. IATA notes that the total demand for air travel for April, as measured in revenue passenger kilometre, was up 79% compared to April 2021, while some routes were actually above pre-pandemic levels. For example, Europe to Central America, Middle East to North America, and North America to Central America.
Now, these early signs of recovery are on the back of people looking to make up for 2 years of travel restrictions. However, a full-blown recovery is still far off for the Asia-Pacific, as international passenger demand for this region is just roughly 22% of 2019 levels. Unsurprising, like we say, since China, Hong Kong, South Korea and Samoa, to name a few, require pre- and post-PCR tests, while quarantine is still mandatory in Bhutan, China, Chinese Taipei, Hong Kong, Macau, Samoa and some Solomon Islands. So what does this then mean for the transportation sector in Asia? And is it too early to bottom fish for investment ideas?
To answer all these questions, we ask Ahmad Maghfur Usman from Nomura. Very good morning to you, Usman. For the transportation stocks under coverage, how did they fare in the recently concluded results season? Were there any discernible trends?
Hi, good morning. So first quarter results was generally quite expected, because we have yet to see a recovery in air travel. And I think more of a concern is that oil prices has hit hard on the airline space. Although they were reporting strong Q&Q trend because of the pickup in demand, but then fuel costs managed to completely offset that revenue increase. So that is a new concern that we are facing here for some certain stocks, airline stocks in particular. Similarly as well, for the airport stocks, still early signs, basically. We're not seeing, although earnings has, losses has reduced. But then, as it is, we're not expecting a full recovery this year. Even for the case of Malaysia, I'm only expecting like 60% of pre-COVID level traffic for Malaysia airports. But clearly, for next year, 2023 paints a promising story. But it all boils down whether we are going to face a recession. So that could actually cripple travel demand again as well.
Okay, I want to look at some aviation stocks specifically, and that's Capital A, the once upon a time Air Asia. What is their current financial position? I mean, there's been news reports on their plans for listing in New York. But with the PN17 status, is that possible?
From a regulatory standpoint, I don't think they prohibit any listing outside. So that is possible. I think more of a bigger concern is that whether investors, new investors from the IPO, would want to put money in Capital A because of its PN17 status. So there needs to be a clarification. What are these fundraising for? And there needs to be a defined line what these proceeds are for and whether it will be used to fund the aviation business. As far as I understand, the capital raising in New York, if it happens, will be mostly towards the digital side of the venture.
I see. Does Capital A have liquidity challenges? And are those challenges unique just to Capital A or to across the aviation sector?
Well, there are some airlines that are still at the same fate as Capital A, admittedly. I mean, for instance, Thai Airways, they're facing a similar set of situation as well, financially. But then there are airlines that has seen a continued recovery, continued earnings improvement. Singapore Airlines, they became profitable in the December quarter. But of course, due to higher oil prices, the March quarter, they reverted back to losses. But yeah, they're in a much more better position. So, I mean, there are airlines out there in the same fate as Capital A. So they're not alone in the woods.
Okay, so if we look at the transport sector and the stocks under your coverage, what then are your top picks?
My topics would be Malaysia Airports, because of expectations and some degree of optimism with regards to the negotiation on the new operating agreement. So as it is, the existing operating agreement is not really putting Malaysia Airports in favour in the longer term, because whatever capex increases that they incur, they may not fully get it back in the form of higher aeronautical revenues and whatnot. So hopefully with the new operating agreement, which is currently still in negotiation, hopefully that can change the tone of things.
And, you know, Ahmad, since we have you on the line, can you give us an update on Press Metal? The price has, you know, retraced about 35% from its peak of 722 in March. What explains this correction, and is there any upside from current levels?
Well, you have the Chinese lockdown being the major culprit. And then on top of that, renewed concerns of slowing demand because of recession fears. So that's basically what's resulting to the correction in aluminium prices and similarly as well, Press Metal. But we believe this is more for short term. We are still bullish on mid to longer term outlook in terms of aluminium. As you have spoken earlier with the interviewee earlier in the earlier session, so technically demand will still be there in the mid to longer term. The decarbonization efforts will only cripple the supply of coal-based smelters, and that would be very favorable for the supply and demand dynamics of aluminium. So I think at this level, it's a good opportunity to accumulate. So that's my view on Press Metal.
Okay, I want to pick your brain on one of the other stocks that you cover, which is Tenaga. So over the weekend, the government announced no change to Tenaga's cost pass-through mechanism. But with higher coal and gas prices, what's the impact and what's your call on this stock?
The ICPT mechanism that Tenaga has ensures that whatever coal prices and whatnot will have a neutral impact on them. Of course, I think the general concern by the market is that because the government has decided to maintain the electricity tariffs, that means government is footing the bill when it comes to all these cost increases due to the high coal prices. So the ongoing concern by the market is on the receivables. So that means there's another layer of concern whether the government will honour these payments. But as per ICPT, it will have a neutral impact. But the bigger question is whether the government will catch up in terms of these payments from the higher fuel costs.
Thank you very much, Ahmad. That was Ahmad Mukhfar Azman, Nomura Equity Research Analyst, helping us cover the transportation sector as well as selective perspectives on Press Metal as well as TNB. Before we head to the break, just a bit of news. MyNews reported its ninth consecutive quarter in loss, losing about 10.2 million in the second quarter ending April 30th, 2022, from 10.3 million a year ago. On a quarterly basis, the group's net loss widened in the second quarter from a net loss of 8 million in first quarter, while revenue improved by about 1.2% from 139 million ringgit.
So the underperformance was mainly due to a higher than expected jump in operating, finance and depreciation costs, also the longer gestation period from its new CU store operations. Currently, the group has 463 MyNews outlets and 95 CU stores. But if we look at the Bloomberg, currently there are two buys on this, five holds, two sells. Consensus target price for this stock is 66 cents. Current share price is 51.5 cents, is down 3.5 cents this morning.
Some headwinds on the cost structure side. Up next, we have the BBC World Service. We will take a look at how rising cost of living is affecting the hair care industry. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.